So it is a Tuesday morning, which means we also get to check in on the window seat with travel.co.za. Now, sometimes we talk about these incredible destinations. Sometimes we talk about the business of travel. Sometimes we talk about things that can go wrong, things mm-hmm. that can go really well. Mm-hmm. We speak to people who've been to incredible places. And this man has been to probably more incredible places than you and I will if we live in our two more lifetimes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. But we've had him on the show before, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Claude van Kiersbilt back to the studio. He is the COO of Tourvest Travel Services. How's it, Claude? How are you, man? Nice to see you.
Thank you very much. You too.
Yeah. So what's been happening? You've been busy. Hell of a start.
Very busy,
to the year.
Hey? Yeah, it's been a good start. Thanks, Gareth. We're very blessed. Thank you.
So, Claude, you are also the man who can tell us about things that have to do more with the way that the travel business works. Yeah. Most of us actually have no idea. I mean, people go on, maybe they go to travel.co.za, they book their things, their flights, their accommodation, all this stuff.
Or their business trips.
Mm. And if it's the business trips, there's sometimes a whole department in a business that deals with all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But once that's done, we kind of forget about it. We might tick some little box that says insurance, but there are things like duty of care and risk management that are a big part of this, and it's a massive, massive money spinner in the travel business. What do they mean, and how does it affect ordinary people, and how does it affect companies, and how does it affect the service providers? Because last time you were in here, you told us about some crooked company that had taken people's money. They never got their holidays. And there are a lot of crooks out there.
Yeah, Gareth, some exciting topic, duty of care and travel risk management.
This is very important.
But extremely important, you're right. I mean, the well-being of your employees in most companies is paramount. So really, I mean, within the context of travel, duty of care is the legal obligation.
Yeah.
To research, plan, and implement a strategy to mitigate the risks involved for employees traveling on business.
Right.
So a company's duty of care will contain a statement of fit of its commitment to care for its employees and how far that extends. So often, you know, the concept of duty of care and risk management are spoken about, you know, together, but they're actually quite different.
Okay.
So duty of care can really be defined as the moral and or legal obligation to ensure the safety or well-being of others.
So in other words, if I decided to send Jack to Syria now.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, how?
If I decided to just book him tickets to Damascus, economy class. He's going to arrive. There's no one going to fetch him at the airport.
He's got a meeting at 8 o'clock the next morning.
He is going to arrive in a war zone.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen to him on the ground? And then I'll say to him, "You must book your own flight back." There's clearly no duty of care going on
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, unless you're in the security industry and you might be needed there.
Or I'm a psychopath.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I mean, even if you're needed in the security industry, whatever your business is that's booking you there would make sure that they at least look after these details.
Yeah.
And it's massively important.
And in most companies, it's a massive program that they've designed to ensure the safety. You know, and just for a Mr. Average traveler that's traveling to any country in the world, that kind of duty of care is needed so that you ensure you know where your traveler is or where they are.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Where are they staying? Are they traveling by car, by train? You know, so that you know at any point in time where they may be.
Is it almost like a duty of care that a parent has towards a child?
I think it's exactly the same. No. I mean, you know, you would apply very similar principles in wanting to know where your travelers are at any time. Because if something happens at that point in time, it could be a terrorist event, right? Oh. Which we've seen numerous times. It could be a natural disaster, you know, a tsunami. You can name all those that we've seen before. You want to know where your business travelers are, you know, and you want to be able to assist them when these events occur.
In the horrible instance that, that one of those kind of events happen, who's liable at that point in time?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where the legal obligations do come in, and it varies from country to country, right? The legalities around that. But it's each organization's obligation to know what those legal obligations are.
So for example, most of these companies that would book through you, they would have a policy in place.
Absolutely.
And that policy would be very detailed. It would go into what happens if, when, where.
They'll have a travel risk management program. Right. Absolutely.
Because you don't want, as the company, to have made a bad decision and then the family of that person or that person themselves then comes after you.
Yeah.
So the policy's made clear to people beforehand.
Yes.
But okay, so he's asking whose responsibility is
this? Ultimately, it's the organization's responsibility. Right. You're sending them to to a meeting or to a conference or whatever, and you need to make sure that they're going to get there safely, they're going to get there in good shape, and that they're going to be able to conduct the business on behalf of the business, right? Mm-hmm. And if something goes wrong, again, it's reasonable to expect that it's their obligation to look after them.
And what is the obligation of the travel management company?
So the travel management company plays quite an important role, because if, and I'm assuming here that the travel is booked through a travel management company, they sit with all the data, right? They know exactly at any point in time, within reason, as to where they are at any point in time. So you're going to be able to assist the organization or a company that the organization has employed, an outsourced company, and there are various companies that offer these services, travel risk programs. The travel management company can then provide that data across so that the outsourced company knows exactly where the traveler is. So it really starts with the travel management company in terms of the data, because everything is booked through the travel management company.
What would you will this cover someone who gets very sick?
I mean, that eventuality.
If you were Praveen Gordon and they paid Asangoma $200,000 to give you constipation, and you're on your flight to London, you've got terrible, terrible constipation on the other side, and you can't move.
I mean, there are companies that organizations subcontract, like a company like ISOS, International SOS.
Yeah.
And they will then look after that traveler to ensure that he gets the right medical care, and if needed, repatriated back to South Africa or whichever country he comes from to get the required medical treatment.
I've always wondered about that, because that's going to be like the nightmare, right? You've booked this trip, and maybe it's for business, maybe it's for personal reasons, and you get there and you're immediately like bedridden.
Mm. Yeah.
Or you hurt yourself, you break a bone or something.
Broke a leg.
Now what are you going to do? Because most of us,
I've experienced that myself. And this was before companies used to consider duty of care an important part of business travel.
I heard they just left you in the desert.
No, I went on a trip to Bali in Indonesia to a conference. Yeah. And I must have caught some sort of bug. And I could not get out of bed. And I was on my own. I mean, yes, I could phone home. It was in the days before cell phones, and really had no one to help me, right?
How long were you down for?
I was down for 3 days. I didn't attend 1 minute of the conference, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, you know, in today's world, you're going
to... I'm laughing now, but it's a shit thing to happen.
It's not fun, I must be honest. But nowadays, companies who subcontract these organizations, like a company like Riskline or International ISAS, and they actually have remotes with them. You travel with a remote. The minute something goes wrong and you feel like you're in danger or you're ill, you press the remote and that organization is onto you.
That's incredible.
They call you straight away. I mean, obviously it's easy now with mobile phones, etc. Sure. They call you straight away. They assess the risk or the illness. And they just get doctors onto you. They get support structures around you, repatriate you if you need to, etc. So I mean, many of our organizations that we manage from a travel management point of view, you know, have these kind of services that help them, that help their employees to ensure that they're well looked after.
I didn't realize that there were actually organizations that did this all the time, 24/7. International SOS.
SOS, Riskline, to name, and a couple of other Northcote Global Solutions.
Are there specific? I know that there are lists of countries that are considered dangerous to travel to.
Yeah.
and they publish those, they update them all the time, right? So for example, if if you wanted to go to where Donna, one of our listeners here in the comments, she's in Libya at the moment. People wouldn't recommend Libya as like a holiday destination. It's on some kind of list where there are special advisories around what you should and shouldn't do, right?
So, I mean, you know, companies operate in different markets around the world and different countries. So they will assess those risks before any traveler departs. So the obligation from the organization is to say, right, we need you to go. Let's take, for example, Libya. We need you to go to Libya. Yep. However, here are the risks that you need to be aware of. You need to make sure that you've read those, understood those. I mean, clarify anything that you need to before you travel and be very comfortable as an employee that you now want to travel on that trip. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it is up to you to travel, right?
You can decide.
You can choose not to go. I mean, we don't know what those consequences could be, but you could choose not to travel. So if you do choose to travel, make sure you're aware of the country and the city you're going to, what the risk the risks are associated, and take it from there. I mean, there are organizations that will have banned countries, right? So the minute a travel request for that country is requested, well, it goes through to the risk and compliance leader of that organization, and he'll turn around and or she'll turn around and say, sorry, you're not traveling. You know, it's a banned country.
I'm always keeping my eye on the money. I need to find out who's paying for what and how. Would the costs of all of this be put on the person that's traveling or the company itself?
No. Look, there's insurance that covers that kind of stuff, and certainly medical insurance is important.
Is it possible to go overseas without taking out insurance?
It is possible, but it's a massive risk.
Yeah,
I mean, you want to know what it costs to have one night in a hotel. In a hospital. And you're going to be quite, you know, a massive cost.
So, it's ticking a little box for some people, right? Because they leave and then they don't think about it and they go, okay, well, I don't need this. And then
if you're joining a company, let's say you're a new joiner in a company, or you're looking to join a company, and you know that your job or your role is going to entail travel, and particularly international travel, and maybe even African travel, well, best you have a look at their travel risk program before you join that company. You know,
there we go.
Those are the kind of things. Instead of just looking at, okay, this is how much going to be paid.
Dear Claude, we're going to send you to some really cuck place. You're going to get all kinds of bugs. You're going to come back with dysentery, and then it's your problem.
Might be a good weight loss program. I mean,
what's the worst story you've heard about this? Like people who've died on a flight, and
I mean, look, there's all those kind of things, but I think the most common is falling ill. You know, you pick up a bug, you pick up some sort of infection or whatever it is, and
Ebola virus,
it's those sort of things that are most common. You know, especially in business travel. I mean.
Here's something interesting. Slippery Pickle says, what if I were planning to go to Myanmar? What would my insurance cost? The hotel costs there are quite cheap. I mean, does it vary depending on the risk?
Insurance companies are very clever people, let's be honest. They look at the various countries, they assess the risks and then the associated costs, you know.
What about this one from Bebop Williams says, there is a very bad relationship between airlines and TMCs where airlines constantly penalize them through debit memos. ITA has never been resolved by the leaders of the industry. So what's that all about? Is that someone who knows?
Gareth, look, I mean, that's way off the topic of duty of care and risk management. But we do have, when a travel agent either makes an error knowingly or not, and let's say you've booked an economy class, a cheap economy class ticket, and you might have made an error on that particular booking, an airline is entitled to, through what they call an IATA resolution, to charge the travel management company the correct fare, right, for that particular trip. And there's no discussion. It's just a charge that comes back. And you as the travel agent can then appeal that charge. And if you're in the right and if you've really done the right things, you can maybe have that reversed, right? Mm. But that's, off topic. Completely.
I know you can answer almost any questions. That's why I threw it. All right, well, listen, let's just be aware of this stuff. let's remember that there are risks, like everything. Yeah. You know, there's a risk every time you get into your car. But yeah. That's why you need insurance.
But key is also making sure that you use a travel agency, number one, when you're booking, that your travel agency understands what duty of care means and risk management means. Do they have products that can support an organization with their risk management policies? And, you know, all the data is there. So if you're booking online yourself, no one knows who and where you are, right? So when you need help, you're likely going to try and speak to a hotel or someone in a hotel or someone in an airline. Try finding an airline call center today. You're probably not going to last with your virus that you just picked up before that call gets answered, you know? So very important to choose companies like ourselves that can manage your travel program.
And do you have people who can answer questions if people aren't sure about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, so we specialize in those kind of programs, right? That's the value that a travel management company brings, and the technology that we add to solutions to manage those kind of programs. And then if it's a lot more intricate and more detailed, then we will find a company that specializes and has as it at its core, you know, risk management and travel duty of care programs.
That's very good to know. So Claude is the COO of Tourvest Travel Services. Of course, we've done lots of interesting stuff and we've done all the fun stuff, and we thought it was probably necessary for you to know some of this stuff as
well. Stuff, yeah,
especially if you're the person at a company who's doing all the corporate bookings, if you're somebody who's thinking about those incentive trips this year, you got to be aware of this stuff because you don't want to end up with a whole lot of problems down the way no solutions. So there we go. If you need more information, you can go along to TTS. We'll post all the links in the show notes, and you can also find out more by going to cliffcentral.com. There's a whole page of all of our window seats, which have been going for a little while now, so you can find out more on that or book your trips through travel.co.za. Very good. Thanks, Claude.
Cheers. Thanks very much,
Gareth. Nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you
again. Awesome.
Thank you.